This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
My son Cole has been friends with a boy, Evan, from his middle school class. They are now 26 years old. I have been friends with his mom for about the same amount of time, and we regularly see each other. Evan is now getting married, and my husband and I have been invited to the wedding this summer. The problem is that my son and my friend's son had a disagreement over a minor issue a year ago, and they no longer keep in touch. My son did not receive a save-the-date card from the groom-to-be, though he had expected one. So it doesn't look like he'll be invited to the wedding at all. My husband says we should not go to the wedding nor send a gift. Since I'm good friends with the groom's mom and she's included us on her guest list, I would really like to go. Is it being disloyal to my son if I go to this wedding? Is it being disloyal to my friend if I don't go? If I go but my husband does not, what kind of excuse could I give for him? What would you recommend? Thank you for your response. Some real questions in this one, yeah?
Yeah, no, I think to myself, it's a personal decision. The relationship between the sons is the first thing that really jumps out at me. And my instinct is that the more you can stay out of that particular issue, the better off you're going to be. And the more you can separate your thinking about that from your decision making about whether or not to attend the wedding, the better off you're going to be. And I understand that's tricky because one of the people involved in that is having the wedding. It's Evan's wedding. But really, your relationship is with Evan's mom here. And that's the point of connection that I see between you and this event. That's where you perceive this invitation coming from. I think that's a reasonable way to think of it, that probably as parents, in some ways, they're playing a co-hosting role here. And it's an honor and it's a privilege to be invited to a wedding. And it really shows how much she cares about that relationship and the relationship between the families. And if that inspires you to want to go, I think that you're absolutely, as far as etiquette goes, well within all good etiquette and good taste to go. There might be a situation here, as I was thinking about your husband's response, and I think it's natural as parents to want to be defensive, to want to be protective. And I don't know the details here. And sometimes something's happened that's so egregious that someone really needs your support. It would have to be a really extreme situation for me to see that all at play to the point where it's going to trump your prerogative to go to this wedding if
like
you want.
Evan's marrying Cole's like girlfriend or
and
something.
Lied about it.
Yeah, it would have to be pretty bad. Yeah.
As far as answering for your husband, It's entirely appropriate for you to respond on your own behalf and just say that you're going to be coming. And as far as excuses, I don't think you need to make an excuse. You just say, my husband won't be attending. He's not available. He's not here.
Yeah.
No need to go into a long, elaborate explanation of why he isn't there. There is a point of etiquette here that when you've been invited to a wedding, you do respond with a gift. It doesn't need to be something big or something extravagant or expensive, but it is basic good courtesy to reply to the honor of being invited to a wedding with a gift. So as a parting thought, I also just want to remind us that wedding guest list decisions are so tricky and so many things go into them. Really, this issue between your sons may or may not be the major factor here. It might be a relatively minor factor. You might be in a closer circle with your friend who's the mother than your sons are after all these years living in different cities. Issue aside or not, there are people who are in a closer circle. So really, I that might help your husband some in terms of really feeling offense or being aggrieved about the lack of an invitation for your son.
That might even turn the husband around to thinking, wow, they really value us. If the sons have fallen out and we're still one of the couples that got invited by them, I mean, that's really how I would look at it.
Whatever you decide to do, I hope that the wedding is a smashing success, whether you are there or not. And I hope that your families are able to resolve these differences in a way that allow you to continue to maintain those friendships that are important to you.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.